Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls me.
Welcome to the Pray With Me podcast. Again, thank you for joining me for another episode, another prayer on this Sanctified Sunday as we focus on praying for the church around the world. And we think about churches that are like the ones found in the Bible. We've been praying for churches like the seven churches of Asia found in the book of Revelation. And this week we are praying for churches that are faithful churches like the church in Philadelphia. In Revelation chapter 3, verses 7 through 13, John is told, "And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things says he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the king of David, the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts and no one opens. I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door and no one can shut it. For you have a little strength and have kept my word and have not denied my name. Indeed, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews and are not, but lie. Indeed, I will make them come and worship before your feet and to know that I have loved you, because you have kept my command to persevere. I also will keep you from the hour of trial which shall come upon the whole world, to test those who dwell on the earth. Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God. And I will write on him my new name. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." What a great description of Philadelphia that was, and what a great God we serve. Would you pray with me at this time for churches today that are faithful churches like the church in Philadelphia? Father in heaven, we thank you for the church around the world. We thank you for your glory being spread by the gospel. We thank you for these congregations that are faithful like the church in Philadelphia. We thank you for this description of this church, of one who is spiritually alive and thriving, of a church that is watchful and strengthening their works toward perfection, that they are persevering to the end, and that they are remembering and holding fast to your word and to its power. We pray for congregations of your church today that are facing persecution, but yet they're spiritually alive. They are thriving. They are remembering and holding fast to your word as you would have them to do. We pray for these faithful churches. We pray that they would not be proud of their service to you, but they would still be humble servants of you. We also pray that they would not become complacent in their faithfulness and continue to press on to the upward call that you have called us to do and to be. And Father, we pray that these faithful churches would last till the end. They'd overcome and be the pillars in your temple, having that new name like Jesus promised. And we pray that other congregations would look to their example and to follow that example of being faithful, especially congregations who, as a whole, they are not unfaithful, or that they are not faithful to you. We pray that they would look to these congregations and say, "We want to be like them because they're trying to be the church of the Bible and they're trying to be like Jesus." Father, we thank you for these churches and for the churches we have in Scripture as they sought to be perfect like you. Father, we thank you for all of these things, and we pray that we would pray more and that we pray more for your church. It's in Jesus' name and by his authority that we pray. Amen. Again, thank you for joining me in prayer this morning. And remember to pray like it all depends on God, but to work like it all depends on you. Until next time.
My soul has all found relief. the tale.